WCFW-FM Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW. Valley's Fun Music, 105.7 CFW.
Here's the thing, we started up friends.
movies, and more. We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shame. And in our world of plenty, we can spread a smile of joy. Throw your arms around the world at Christmas time.
And more. We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Give my life direction. Wake up with Mike McKay in the morning, every weekday morning from 6 till 10 on CFW. Mike has your news and weather every hour and everything you need to know about the fun things happening throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley. Plus, Mike announces your birthday and anniversary shout-outs every morning at 8:15. Send them in through our Facebook or text us. It's easy to do with our free Civic Media app.
Listen in the morning and it'll keep you smiling all day.
Mike McKay in the morning on 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
Thank you.
Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley. We're your first choice for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Say you don't know me. Recognize my face. Say you don't care who goes to that kind of place. Knee deep in the hoopla, sinking in your fight. Too many runaways eating up the night. Marconi plays the bamba. Listen to the radio. Don't you remember? We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Someone always playing games. Who cares? They're always changing corporation names. We just want to dance here. Someone stole the stage. They call us irresponsible. Write us off the page.
Saturday, and I'm seeing that bumper to bumper traffic.
Don't you remember?
It's your favorite radio station in your favorite radio city, the city by the bay, the city that rocks, the city that never sleeps.
'90s and more.
105.7 CFW.
got your candle calls, the mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Action speaks louder than words, and I'm a man, a great experience. I know you got another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I'm gonna prove every word I say. Candle calls her mama, I'm sure all the hand and I'm just around. Candle calls her mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Hard, hard to handle now. Oh yeah, yeah, hey, yeah, candle calls her mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Yeah, so all the hand and I. Oh yeah, baby, a good love man. Baby, baby, I'm a good love man. I need your love. I got my hands.
1057 CFW.
My blues away. I'm gonna ride up.
traveling for the holidays? Listen to 105.7 CFW anytime, anywhere with the free Civic Media app. Just search Civic Media, C-I-V-I-C, in the Google Play or App Store and keep the fun going.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. If you ever need proof that your vote matters, consider a Minnesota House race decided by only 15 votes. Or was it? 21 absentee ballots are missing, and hanging in the balance are not only who wins the district, but who wins control of the Minnesota State House. House District 54A serves Greater Shakopee, a Minneapolis suburb in Scott County. Minnesota Public Radio reports that after a recount November 21st, the Democratic Farmer-Labor Party's Brad Tabke gained one vote and led by 15 votes over Republican challenger Aaron Paul. Tabke was declared the winner. During the recount, however, secrecy envelopes for 21 absentee ballots, which had been logged as received by election workers in October, were unaccounted for. County officials are still investigating, but don't think the ballots from those envelopes were counted, and suspect they were accidentally bailed and later shredded sometime before Election Day. Partisan control of the Minnesota House is tied 67-67, and the outcome of the Tabke-Paul race has huge consequences for both sides. November 29th, Paul contested the race in Scott County District Court, claiming county election officials violated Minnesota's election law, and because of the irregularities, a new election should be conducted. We have the court challenge and links to detailed local reporting at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal. We're now posting on Blue Sky Social at Democracy Minute.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide text to win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win starting Monday morning.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing, Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at peckroofinginc.com.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. As winter weather settles into the region, warming stations across Wisconsin are opening their doors. As the state sees an overall rise in the unhoused population, many vulnerable residents may have difficulty finding somewhere to keep warm through freezing temperatures. In many communities, community gathering spaces like recreation centers, libraries, and churches may be used as warming stations during the day. A full list of warming stations, including those available for overnight use, can be found through 211 Wisconsin. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin is once again calling on Congress to pass a new farm bill before the end of the year. Senator Baldwin criticized lawmakers for continuing to kick the can down the road on passing the bill, which includes numerous resources for farmers and helps set up the framework for programs like SNAP and nutrition initiatives. The new farm bill is supposed to be passed every 5 years, but a new one hasn't been passed since 2018. The last farm bill was extended for an extra year, but now lawmakers must pass a new one or extend it again. The Shell Lake School District is considering its next steps after failing to pass an operational referendum in the November election. Like many districts across the state, the district proposed a multi-year referendum to exceed their revenue limits amid rising operating costs, declining enrollment, and the end of COVID-19 pandemic-era funding. At a recent school board meeting, officials considered the possibility of proposing another referendum in the spring to avoid future budget cuts. The November referendum failed by only 57 votes. A Chippewa Falls woman has been sentenced to prison after pleading guilty to attempted first-degree intentional homicide. 56-year-old Laura Fiala will serve 20 years in prison on the charges stemming from the incident about 1 year ago. According to the complaint, authorities responded to reports of a woman with a baseball bat in the village of Lake Halley and found Fiala screaming and pacing through the home. Authorities then found the victim in the bathroom covered in blood after suffering 15 stab wounds and being hit with the baseball bat. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Still a little breezy this morning, but the wind will die down this afternoon. Sunny and cold, but not windy. We'll get into the upper teens to low 20s today. Tonight, partly cloudy, around 8 degrees for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, mid to upper 20s. We'll be back in the 30s to 40s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside right now, it's 12.
CFW.
Baby, slip a sable on.
80s. Like the 90s. And more. 1057 CFW.
home for the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live on the free Civic Media app.
CFW.